Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade.
On parade.
But I'm not afraid. This rover.
And now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
Crossed over.
Who is that? That's, I'm playing recorded notes. Jot them down because I'm not prepared. I'm not ready.
Gold dust at my feet.
I'll play you one.
On sunny side of the street.
Yeah, that's a note to myself. Because I heard on Jim Carrey's show before this, they mentioned the name Helen Reddy. And I don't know if Peon is old enough to remember or realize how big Helen Reddy was. A huge star.
That was, we had a family game night on Friday night, and we play a game called Catchphrase, which is essentially password. You're given a subject or something, and you have to relay to your team what it is by giving clues without, you know, mentioning. And I had Helen Reddy.
Now, did you know who that was?
Vaguely.
I am woman, hear me roar.
I said feminist.
I got so sick of that song.
I said a kind of a feminist movement figure, but I think I got them to say Reddy, and I go, okay, that's you can break it down. And so I go, when you're getting out of the house and you're putting clothes on, you are, you know, I got them to say Reddy first, and then they got it that way, but...
But you know the song "I Am Woman Here."
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I got so she was very manlike. Wouldn't you agree, Dan? There was a manliness to her.
Yeah, she had that short kind of.
That's
shorter
usually
hair.
The case with women that have that stance. I think
that have what?
Have that stance.
That stance. That very viewpoint.
I would say that I agree. We might get some hate email about that, but I think for the most part, yes, the women who scream the loudest about "Don't you whistle at me" are women who will never be whistled at, for the most part. Now, I only have two more notes, and then I will have done what I should have done before the show started. Hang on. Let's see.
Call Liz Ingle.
Okay, that's irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Call Liz Ingle.
That's irrelevant.
Call her.
Call Liz.
I got two of them.
Oh.
Yeah, three of them.
Yeah, three of them. We had three.
To call Liz.
Yeah.
Well, huh. That's kind of personal.
You better give her a call.
Didn't mean for that.
Was that the same one, or you recorded three times to call her?
No, for some reason, it doubled the recording. I don't know why. But that's what I do. I have this little app, and I just record things so I don't forget them, like... when I read this weekend what the average car payment was in the United States, I just thought, I'll make a note of that. What do you think it is? Dan, you go first. The average car payment made by people in this country.
Average car payment, I would say $325.
I was going to say
$350. $495.
Wow.
So let's just call it $500. Yeah.
$495.
Average.
And they're saying there will be three rate increases this year, 2017, by the Fed, whoever the Fed is.
Oh, for the interest.
There will be three increases. So car payments, house payments, all that stuff. So I guess the advice would be buy the house now. Buy the car now. First of the year, first part of the year, before the interest rates go up. I need to officially welcome everybody, because I haven't done that yet. Welcome, everybody, to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We're glad to have you with us. It is January 23rd. This is the first time that we have been together, you and I, with our new president, President Trump. That'll take a while to get used to. And I'm not going to say anything about anything. You can if you want to. If you want to call and comment on all of the people over the weekend who were marching. Yeah, if you want to make an observation or statement, you're welcome to do it, but I can't. Because if I start, it'll go in a direction somebody doesn't want it to go into. So we do have a new president, and we'll see how that goes. I have I almost hate to do this in the very beginning, but Peon, would you pull up, and I know you can do this pretty quickly, the Eagles song, Take It Easy. Take it easy. Dan, I know you know.
Take
you're
it
a band
easy.
Guy. Easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive crazy. Now, don't play it yet. I had an email from a let me start by saying that there are a few people, maybe two or three out there, who are not only loyal listeners and have been for years, they record shows. They index. There's one guy who has a complete collection that's all referenced and cross-referenced and indexed. And for the life of me, I don't know why anybody would do that, but I appreciate it. I don't have anything. I don't have. If you ask me for one recording of any show we ever did, I don't have it. I don't keep it. But there are people that do. And this guy, over the weekend, he sent me an email. He said, Frank, we really appreciated this last holiday season that you and Dan and Peon sort of re-reminded people about the filthy lyrics in the Brenda Lee song and the Eartha Kitt song. He said, every year we appreciate that, even though it seems to fall on deaf ears in the rest of the radio community. He said, but you've dropped the ball and you've fallen short.
Oh.
He said, you, years ago... And I have to tell you something. I went and listened to this. I don't even remember this. He said, years ago, we warned people about another song where there are plain as day lyrics. I will tell you what the lyrics are because there's no violation of any FCC rule here. He pointed out to me that in the Eagles song, Take It Easy, looking for a lover who won't blow my brother.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Dan, I know. No, I know.
Wow.
Your reaction right there, whoa. Like, oh, now, wait a minute. That can't
be. Eagles.
I don't know how far into the song. Go ahead. Start playing it. We'll know where it's going up here. Looking for a lover who won't blow my brother. It's unbelievable how music can slip. Now, rap music is blatant about it.
Yeah.
There's no hidden anything. But this stuff was supposed to be mainstream.
I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind.
Coming up.
Here we go.
Four that want to hold me.
No, it's not this one.
Only once, she's a friend of mine. Take it easy.
Feel free to sing along.
Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
I can be backgrounds.
Lighten up.
While
you still can.
While you still can.
Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand.
Make your stand.
Take it easy.
Maybe it'll be coming up here. Yeah, it's got to be here.
Well, I'm standing on a corner in
Winslow, Arizona. Been there.
Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl my lord, in a flatbed Ford. Slowing down to take a look at me.
It must be further on in here.
Come on, babe.
I feel bad making people hear this much. But it's a good song. Make a note, Peon, the time where it hits.
Okay.
So we'll be able to get right to it. Folks, a warning. I told you. Now they're going to do that whole musical interlude thing.
Yeah.
Maybe you can just skip forward. Cover.
I heard cover.
Now see what I think happens. Sometimes is people try to act like there's something dirty when there's nothing dirty there. We don't do that.
No.
We don't play that game. All right, I'm sorry for the listener who sent me that. Don't try this with us.
No.
Yeah.
Because we don't play this game.
We have trained ears.
We do. And if we hear effing pie, it's effing pie. All right? We know what we hear. And I heard cover. Whew, I'm relieved, actually.
And we did it once with Paul McCartney.
Well, that was legit. What was that song, Peon?
With a Little Luck.
With a little F-U-F-F.
With a little
F word.
Yeah.
I mean, in that Eagles song, he does talk about loosening his load a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's necessarily
a little disturbing. A girl pulls up on a flatbed Ford, and then he loosens his load.
Yeah.
That's got a little bit of a, I think we know what that means.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So, welcome to the show, new administration. Does anybody have anything to say?
I have. All right. One thing.
Just one thing. Eon the Pia.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
I don't know if we've given out this warning before, but I saw this online, somebody complaining about this. They had this happen with their father, who I would imagine is... Oh, it says he's 56 now. So... I'm guessing there are people out there maybe in their 30s and 40s who have a parent who was online with computers for a time, but this guy found out his dad was still being charged to his credit card $30 a month for AOL dial-up that he has not used in at least 10 years, the guy said.
And that should be a crime. That should be a chargeable offense.
Yes, but I mean, it's, you know, they have so many, you know, those user agreements.
No, it's absolutely legal.
Yes, you know, AOL is apparently the king of this. They love having people. There are people that, because people commented on this guy's story, and they're saying, we have people that work for AOL, and that's a huge part of their revenue, is just people paying for stuff that they don't even know anymore, or they don't know that they don't need anymore. Like, there are still people that pay.
We're doing it with something.
Well, it's like your mother-in-law, remember?
The phone.
With the phone.
Yeah,
I don't want to that was Dan that jumped in, because I don't want to interrupt you. I'm bad about that, but... my mother-in-law had an AT&T wall phone, beige wall phone with a long cord. We all had them.
Still leasing it, right? It wasn't
even was paying like $5.35 a month to rent the lease that phone, and we realized she'd been paying it for over 20 years.
Still didn't own it, right? You had to give it back. Right?
Had to take it in to AT&T.
Oh, that's awful. They say here, I guarantee you there are a lot of people out there that are still paying $9.99 a month to AOL because they think they have to pay that to keep their email address, which is not true. It's not true at all.
Well,
but the more they make it so hard to, you know, when you first started with AOL, they had all those guidelines that you had to follow. And
but the more of this stuff we get, the more there will be just charge it every month to my card. That's a big one.
And
I promise you, there are things that I'm paying for my credit card. I don't even realize I'm still paying. I guess every 2 or 3 years, you need to just put everything in front of you and dissect it. Just go through it and start doing surgery.
Oh, yeah.
I had to say I lost a credit card because I was still getting charged for something a month that I didn't even know how to get in a hold of the people to cancel it. I didn't know my login information to go in and cancel it. So I just had to say I lost my card where it's a different number. They'll send me a card, you know, with a different number where they won't be able to charge that account anymore because I couldn't figure out how to cancel it. So with anybody, especially parents that are boomer age that you have, you know, parents that are in their 70s that are somewhat computer savvy and were on AOL, you know, 10 to 15 years ago when that was one of the only ways to get online, you should really check into seeing if they're paying.
When you get a chance, go back and watch You've Got Mail with Tom Hanks and I think
Meg Ryan.
Yeah, wasn't she the one in Harry Met Sally?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We watched this thing about 2 weeks ago, and the most entertaining part of it was when she'd go to get online. You have that old sound somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And the look of the screen on the computer.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I laughed out loud because there was a look to the type and the computer screen, and it was so now archaic.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. It was funny.
And somebody said, too, their mom passed away, and AOL was the only company that they would not accept her death certificate to cancel the whatever bill they had. They demanded,
what the heck are they want if they won't take it?
They demanded that they have her password, and they refused to shut down her account. I guess eventually that's
ridiculous.
They let it go to a collection agency, and then they finally got a hold of the collection agency and said, "Yeah, we're not.
She's dead. Let them keep billing her."
Exactly. So
a dead person can't pay it anyway, and you can't hurt the credit of a dead person.
No, right. So
wow.
But that was all I had. I just thought that was interesting.
Do we have anything from Dan? Dan Strauss?
No, we didn't.
Wow, shut it. Close it. Shut it down. All right, we're going to take a break here in a moment. But my Helen Reddy story is it's actually not about her. It's about her husband. She had a husband named Jeff Wald. And this guy was a mean. He was her manager. And they finally, I think, got divorced, but it was more of a business arrangement. You've heard of Jed Limousines?
Sure.
Yeah.
Jed was named for Jed Dellerman. Jed Dellerman was the founder of Jed Limousines. And there used to be a thing called Mississippi River Festival at SIU Edwardsville.
Oh,
and they
used to go there all the time.
Outdoor venue. It was terrific. And they'd bring in Bill Cosby. They brought in Captain and Tennille. They brought in Mac Davis. And
it was the Riverport before Riverport was built. Basically.
It was. It was like a Riverport before Riverport. And I had a chance on a couple of occasions because I did some work for the radio station WSIE Edwardsville, Illinois, 88.7. That's right, and college station.
Yeah.
So I would get these passes to go backstage, and I'm backstage with Jed, the actual Jed of Jed Limousine, who still into his later years drove a limo himself, and he had a big long white limo there. And we had time to kill, and I said, give me a couple of your best stories from driving famous people around. And there are two that I'll never forget. One was Ed McMahon. And he said he drove Ed around because, if you remember, Ed did a lot of work for Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah.
He was a Budweiser. And he said it couldn't have been nicer. And he received this silver chalice or something Stein or something to represent beer from Ed. It was inscribed, and it was solid silver from Jed, saying, thank you for taking such good care of me. And Jed says, you never get something like that. And he said, the other story is not as nice, and it's about Helen Reddy and her SOB husband. And Jed said he's driving them to Six Flags, because Six Flags used to also be, what was the name of that? They had an
Old Glory Amphitheater.
That's it. Man, you've got a good memory.
Yeah.
The Old Glory Amphitheater. So they're scheduled to perform at Six Flags. Now, this came from Jed himself. He's driving the car. And in the back seat behind him are Helen Reddy and her a-hole husband. And he says, this guy, they're going up 270 toward 44 to go to Six Flags. And he says on 270 that Jeff, her husband, is yelling at Jed, go faster, we're going to be late. And Jed said, I'm not going faster, because if we get pulled over and get a ticket, then you're really going to be late, and the ticket's on you. And he kept telling, basically, the guy to shut up. And he said he kept it up. And at one point, Jed had a beautiful head of thick white hair, a gorgeous head of hair. And Helen Reddy's husband, from the back seat, reaches up and grabs the back of Jed's hair and pulls his hair and says, you better speed this thing up.
Oh, man.
And Jed said, I pulled off on the shoulder on 270. I got out of the car, went in the back seat, pull this Jeff out of the car, put him up against the car, and said, let me tell you something. If you pull my hair again, or you talk to me that way again, you're going to really be like, you're not going to make it. I'll leave you here on the side of the road, and you can hitchhike to Six Flags. Do you understand me? And Helen Reddy's husband sued him for assault.
Oh, my goodness. Assault.
I mean, no, this is the kind of guy he was. He was just that guy who was a pain in the butt.
Yep.
So, yeah, filed a lawsuit. Jed told me it didn't go anywhere, but he tried to sue him for assault. He said, I didn't assault him, but I wanted to. He said, I just took him out of the car and put him against the car. So you pull my hair again, I'm going to beat the hell out of you. He said, yeah, I'm not doing this to have my hair pulled by somebody like you. I don't care if you make it or not. He said, you're going to act like that. He said he was horrible.
Jed could have countersued for assault because that would be considered assault.
He could have sued him because he could cause him to have an accident pulling his hair.
Yeah.
But limo stories, drivers of limos, especially if they're carrying big celebrities, they have some of the best stories. They just do. And I there were a couple others I don't remember. But, yeah, every time I hear Helen Reddy's name, I don't think of her. I think of that husband and that deal with Six Flags on 270. And I tell you, honest to goodness, she had, I can't think of another song except I'm Woman Here. Didn't she do one called Delta Dawn or something? Was that her?
No, I don't think that was her.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? That was Tanya Tucker or Helen Reddy. I don't remember.
You and Me Against the World, Delta Dawn.
That was one.
She did do Delta Dawn. Yeah.
You and Me Against the World.
You and Me Against the World.
Yeah.
She was really like cute a long time ago.
I think she probably was. But I think she manlied up a little bit to kind of get her message out there that, you know, she was feminist or something. Again, somebody's going to write and go, I can't believe you said that anybody who's a feminist looks like a man. No, not everybody, but a lot of them do. All right, we take our first break. We come back. We'll take a couple of phone calls. It's Monday, which means Jose will be in to talk a little tech talk with you right after 4 o'clock. First Community Credit Union, our very first sponsor to talk about today. Hope you enjoyed the yard sale Saturday. Because it's brought to you every Saturday by First Community Credit Union and only First Community Credit Union. There's not another sponsor, which is why there are not a lot of regular interruptions. First Community Credit Union is a place to bank. You need a debit card? Got them. Credit card? Got them. Still write checks? Got them. Need a loan? Carlo? Got them. Business banking, line of credit, loan? Got it. So essentially, for those of you who still want to know what's the difference between a credit union and a bank, not a lot. Not a lot in terms of what you need from a bank. Then in that respect, no. And that's good news that there's not a lot of difference because all the stuff you want from a bank, they have at First Community Credit Union. Now, the other difference, though, is this. Service. Stability, security, and the fact that the credit union is not owned by some person or group of people. It's actually owned by the members, the customers, all on the credit union. Now, what separates one credit union from another? Well, in this case, the separation is the fact that First Community Credit Union is bigger than any of the others. It's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, 43 locations. So I'm sure there's one near you. Although you really don't have to go in very often unless, like me, you want to and you like to. So check it out. We'd appreciate it. And please always let them know if you're a fan of the yard sale or this show or a member. Remind them occasionally that you're AM and the PM. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get our first check on traffic this afternoon with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, they're working with an accident on northbound 170 at Olive, and it looks like they've got the ramp lane, the exit ramp, just partially blocked. At least the right lane is blocked there. Traffic is running slow, though, back to Forest Park Parkway. They moved an accident out of the lanes to the right shoulder on westbound 70 at Lindbergh. You're running slow past the airport. Another accident on southbound 141 at Highway 40 that's causing problems in both directions. And it looks like downtown eastbound Highway 40 is just a little bit heavy as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Insurance doesn't come with a roadmap. Get some direction from an experienced Farmers agent and find a policy that's right for you. Find an agent at Farmers.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Because you need to know, turn to KTRS for world news updates from ABC News, the winner of the Edward R. Murrow Award for News Excellence, plus state and local news from the award-winning KTRS News Department. Because you need to know. The Big 550, KTRS. Depend on it.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your family's life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And if you do it right now, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-400-1019. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Hurry and call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide while they're still giving them away for free. Call 1-800-400-1019. That's 1-800-400-1019. 1-800-400-1019.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the yellow pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
Don't look now. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. So where are you going to go for that special piece of jewelry? You're going to go to Lordo's Diamonds in Ladue. Matter of fact, next weekend, January 26th, 27th, and 28th, they're having their winter sale. Proceeds of that sale will be helping out Backstoppers. You can take care of your loved one for Valentine's Day with great diamonds and great jewelry from Lordo's and help out Backstoppers. It's January 26th, 27th, and 8th in Ladue on Clayton Road, Lordo's Diamonds or lordosdiamonds.com.
Why did you go to high school? Who has the best toasted ravioli? Does anyone have the recipe for Famous Bar French onion soup?
The answers to all of these St. Louis questions and more can be found at the new Circa STL Restaurant and Tavern in De Pere. Extensive and extremely rare St. Louis memorabilia not only covers the walls of Circa STL, it transcends into the menu, from the soups to the beer. You should visit Circa STL Restaurant and Tavern in De Pere at 1090 Old De Pere Road near Manchester and I-270. It's deja vu all over again. Online at circa-stl.com.
Altair Traveling Cruises in Brentwood, owned by Pat Blassie and her staff, will make sure your next vacation comes off without a hitch. Whether it's pricing, whether it's places, accommodations, Altair Traveling Cruises knows how to navigate all the pitfalls of traveling in the 21st century. We've been on numerous trips with Altair Traveling Cruises. The pricing and the atmosphere and the customer service, second to none. For your next trip, let Altair Traveling Cruises help you out. AltairTravel.com.
The government is back to their same old bag of tricks with even more changes to Social Security in 2017. 2016. Learn how much it's going to cost you this Saturday afternoon right here on 550 KTRS.
All right, so who out there has not been to a Meanies yet? I'm sure there are somebody, a person or two, and why not? You see, I'm nowhere near Chesterfield Valley. Well, people go places all the time that they're not near because it's worth the trip. So, look, if you need an excuse, then, you know, look, go to Chesterfield Valley and take an hour or two and see a couple other things. Go to Annie Guns if you want to while you're there. First Community Credit Union, that's there too, as is Amini's, and you can't miss it because it has a copper dome. Now, if there's anybody listening who... I understand there'd be somebody that goes, well, I don't shoot pool. Not interested in shooting pool. Okay. Jukeboxes. You know, I don't like jukeboxes. Okay. I can't believe that there's anybody listening who wouldn't find something at a Meanies that lights you up, because you can't possibly have no interest in everything at a Meanies. You can tell me you have no interest in the highest quality, best quality patio furniture made in the world, lighting. You have no interest in lighting, really, for your house? You have no interest at all in pinball machines or arcade games? Now, I will tell you, my wife is an example of somebody. She didn't give two hoots about a pinball machine. She just doesn't care anything about it. Or arcade games, she doesn't play those games. She would never sit down at some simulator.
Think a lot of women. Yeah.
Yeah. What it is doesn't that? Interest what them. Is that? Do you I think that women don't? What is that? You would think it'd be fun for anybody. And some women shoot pool, but most women don't. That's kind of for the most part, a guy thing. Home theater furniture. How about that? How about shuffleboard table? Now, my wife has. Not very often, but she's, you know, pushed the puck a little on a shuffleboard table if somebody was over with our grandson or something. But the more I sit here and think about it, she doesn't like anything. She likes TV. That's what she likes. They don't sell televisions at Amini's. But she loves Amini's. So here's an example of somebody who doesn't care anything about pinball or arcade or shuffleboard, but she loves Amini's.
Well, I'll bet tell you, she likes looking at the rugs and the lights.
Yes, and we bought our dining room light, the only one we ever bought to replace the one that was hanging 28 years. We finally found the right one at Amini's. And patio furniture. We got great patio furniture. So see, even somebody like my wife, who doesn't like any fun stuff, loves Amini's. So I guess the point is, you're going to love this store, even though there may be something in there you don't have any interest in. There are things in there I'm not interested in. Some of the accent pieces, I leave that to somebody that knows a little bit about decorating. I'll be over at the pinball machines or the arcade games. It's a big store with a lot of stuff, but no junk. No junk. Any category you look in, you're going to find a lot of variations of that category, but no junk. And since Dan mentioned rugs, I don't know what the foundation of that building is. I guess it's a slab, a concrete slab. It would have to be, because the weight of those rugs has to be just an astronomical number in terms of the what pounds. It's just... Do you ever see them move a rug at a store? They say, I'd like to look at that rug 14th from the top. And they fold back these great... They're heavy. But they're heavy because they're quality rugs. Whether they're machine-made or handmade, only the finest, no junk at Amini's. Check out their website. It changes fairly often. Better yet, check out the store. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, website, Amini's.com. If there's anything on your mind, this would be the time to jump in before Jose comes in after the news. And we don't care. You got something you want to say about this past weekend and the political thing? Go ahead. Then they'd have to be mad at you, not me. Star KTRS will do it for most cell phones. That's
or
Star.
Golfing. Huh? Or golfing on Saturday. Everybody was golfing. Everybody I knew went out golfing Saturday.
And you know, the golf courses had to scramble, go, okay, call. And they got on the phone and started calling people to come into work. We're going to have a lot of players. Because what a great break in the weather. Most cell phones, Star KTRS, which is Star 5877. Other cell phones or other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We do not care why you call or what it is you want to talk about. We have another situation. This is not a, well, it is a teacher. I just noticed it is another school teacher. Pion, did you give me this story? No, this came from a listener, Phil. This woman in Bradenton, Florida. What is it about Florida? It seems like Dade County, Bradenton. There's always stuff in Florida that's weird. This teacher, she's 40 years old, and they now say she has had sex with five teenage boys, and she's pregnant by one who's 13. Wow. Check this. This is one of these chicks that has a party and invites these kids over and serves them alcohol and has sex with the teenage boys, and she has a child. She has her own child, and the party was, I guess, her kid's party, but she kind of took over and invited some other high school students. And she told one of the boys that she needed help showering. Asked him if he'd come back to the bathroom and help her shower.
Well, heck yeah.
Now, what is a 16, 17-year-old boy? Forget the 13. Okay, that's off the charts. But a guy is 16 or 17. And a mom who's 40. And 40, if you're 16 or 17, yeah, that's getting pretty old. But you're not going to say, no, ma'am, I'm not going to help you shower if she's halfway decent.
Oh, if she's if she's hot looking or anything like that, you're going to.
Listen, when I was 16 or 17, I can't get too specific because it was in the St. Louis area, but I used to, how should I put this, there was some ride sharing to school, and somebody else's mom would take us to school. And my goodness, every time I got in the car, it was fantasy time because she had little short shorts on, and she wore like kind of a tight top, and she had great big boobs. And I'm not kidding. All I thought about was after the other kid got dropped off, and it's just me and her. I'm the last one. I was thinking, please, car, break down. Car. And I had this whole fantasy about her taking advantage. I'm not kidding. So you got to understand that, yeah, it's a crime. We understand that. Every time we do one of these stories, I get at least one hate. Not a lot, but I'll get hate mail. Frank, I can't believe it. You made fun of rape. No, I'm not. I'm trying to explain to people what it's like to be a 16 or 17-year-old boy. You're always horny.
Oh, the wind blows.
Always.
It doesn't matter.
Yes. Always horny. Okay? You need to know that if you don't. Let me talk to Wally. Wally, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great, guys. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Well, you know, you learn things by listening to your show without even paying attention. At the beginning of last December, I was down at Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yep.
And there was a funeral coming down the street on the other side. And both sides of the street pulled over. I remember you saying something about that.
Yeah, when I was a kid in Tennessee, that was a standard, that was protocol. Everyone pulled over. Now, I got up here and they don't do it that much, and they certainly don't do it in the larger cities. But yes, especially smaller towns, everyone pulls over to pay their respects to whoever's in that hearse.
I was actually upset that I remember Frank even said something about that.
Yeah, but it's pretty moving, isn't it? I mean, it's impressive.
Actually, yeah, you know, it was. I was just on vacation. I didn't know why the person in front of me stopped. But I did know, you know, I was looking at the funeral on the other side, how everybody was doing. And that's all it really was. I couldn't believe it.
Now, when during Officer Blake Snyder's procession, and they went over to Alton, I believe, was where they went. But they went from the church in Chesterfield to Alton. And most of the people pulled over on the side of the highway when the procession went by on both sides.
I've seen that one, too. We pulled over, too.
What Wally's talking about, in that case, it's a well-publicized.
Yes.
This is a total stranger. And in the South, especially. Where were you again, Wally? Where was
Biloxi, Mississippi.
Oh, perfect. That's right in the heart of an area like this. They don't even know who it is. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Everybody pulls over.
Yeah.
And I think it's great.
Yeah, no, actually, I did. After first, I was getting a little upset. Why did the guy in front of me, everybody stopping?
Yeah, I there's certain things we need to bring back, and that's one.
No, it was good respect and everything else, but like I said, it all came together. I remember Frank talking about that.
Well, Wally, it's the learning show, okay?
Yeah, without even knowing you're learning.
All right. Thank you, Wally.
Have a good one, guys.
Thanks for the call. Now, you folks hear what a good mood Wally's in?
Yeah.
How happy he is? That's AM and the PM. That's what it does for you. Let me talk to Kim. Hello, Kim. How are you? Kim? Yeah, how are you?
I am AM and the PM.
There you are.
Hallelujah.
What can we do for you?
Well, I've been meaning to call you for a while. I talked to you a couple of Thanksgivings ago, and I told you you were the highlight of my miserable life, and you guys were all so caring and encouraging and just great. So I wanted to let you know that since then, I have gotten a new car at Johnny Wandoff, something I never thought I'd be able to do. My friend's not that great. I went in trying to get something used, and they got me a brand new car, which I was able to get a better job. So I was able to get out of my daughter's basement, get my own place. Last week, I refinanced with First Community, so now I can afford satellite TV.
All right.
And I remade an appointment, so we'll see how that goes. But I just wanted to thank you because not only do you crack me up every single day when I'm out working, I mean, laugh out loud, funny. I love Dan's laugh. I just love all you guys.
Thanks, Kim.
If you ever want to come over, I will cook you dinner. I will make you a cheesecake. You are more than welcome.
Oh. Kim,
not
Kim,
anything fancy or anything like that, but it's all mine, and I did it. I hung in there, and I just wanted to thank you.
Well, it sounds like you have a whole new life, and I'm glad, and I appreciate the home cooking offer, but I have to tell you, after all these years, I don't know that my body would even know what to do with a home cooked meal. It might reject it like a bad heart transplant or something. I would go into shock. But I'm glad you have a great life now, and I don't remember your circumstances, but obviously they weren't good. They weren't good.
Well, you know, I was a housewife for 20 years, and he met someone I wasn't even looking, so.
Yeah.
At the ripe age of 50, I got to start all over, and it was just a struggle.
Yeah.
But you guys make me laugh every day, and, you know, I hung in there, and things are better.
Good.
You told me that you never know tomorrow could be the best day of your life. You never know what tomorrow will bring.
Well, and it turned out we were right.
Yes, and, you know, I love you guys. It's going to kill me when you retire.
Well, it might kill me, too.
It's going to kill his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all
kidding. No kidding.
Give me my address and phone number if that ever goes south.
All right.
Oh, please, man.
Hey, keep me in mind. I'm not kidding. Yeah, let me email me your number. Kim, I'm happy for you. I'm glad things are better.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate you guys. I think you're great. I know you get around a lot, but I just absolutely love you.
Right.
You're still one of the highlights of my life.
My goodness. I don't even know what to do with all that. Thank you, Kim.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. Wow.
Mm.
We don't even deserve that.
Yeah, great call.
You sure she had the right station? Yeah, she mentioned her name.
Yeah, she
does.
Said. Yeah.
Can I work Jim in here real quickly?
I think so.
Jim, how are you?
Yeah, I don't know if I can follow that.
You don't have to worry about that. What's
okay.
up?
I don't know. It was a month, 2 months ago. You did a Walter Brennan thing where I guess he was calling the cable company or something. But I have to tell you, your Walter Brennan impression is the most unbelievable thing I've ever heard.
Well,
I was laughing so hard, I almost drove off the road.
Jim, unfortunately, it can only be appreciated by people over 50. I don't think anybody under 50 knows who Walter Brennan was.
Well, I'm in that category, and I used to pride myself thinking that I did a pretty good Walter Brennan impression, but it's horrible compared to yours.
Can I hear yours?
Well, I can only do one line.
That's all right,
It's from the real McCoys.
I'd like to hear it. That's not that bad.
I don't know that Walter Brennan would curse.
Walter Brennan came as close to cursing as let me tell you something. Jim, that was a darn good impression. That wasn't bad. That was pretty good.
It was.
All right. Thanks for knowing who Walter Brennan was.
Oh, absolutely. You do it. You need to do it more often because it's so spot on. I can't take it. It's absolutely perfect. Anyway, love the show. Uh-oh. Thanks, guys.
Anyway. Thank you, Gene. Thanks for calling me. Well, now you know what I got to do. I have to do my two Walter Brennans. There was Walter Brennan, the sad Walter Brennan that you felt so sorry for. And now we go back to that episode where Walter Brennan comes home and he's very sad because somebody in a, I don't know if it was a store, they realized that he couldn't read or write. And he said something like this. Well, God, Johnny, where I go now, everybody's going to know I can't read and write. And go, see, here comes Igor and Amos. He's ignorant. He don't even know how to read and write. And then there was the excitable Walter Brennan. God, Johnny, get out there and get a piece of hand aboard. Yeah, it was all excitable. And his best friend was George McMichael.
Yeah.
I don't know why I remember that.
George.
But he go to George's house and play, as he said, it checkies. It's, sit down with George, we're playing checkies, and then a Papina comes in. And,
Papina
came in, wanted to watch the farmers. I'm playing checkies, George with Michael. So that's for you, Jim. All right, quick word here. Ballast Dental Care, my daughter, is back in Kansas, like Dorothy. In the Wizard of Oz, remember? I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. Sometimes, well, she's back in Kansas. She was here for a few days, and while she was here, one of the stops was Ballast Dental Care because that's where she still goes to the dentist. It's where I've gone for 43 and a half years. It's where all my kids, they don't know another dentist. Except my son in Jeff City, I think, had to, something happened. They had to go to a dentist in Jeff City because he lives there. But there are people who move away, and it's not uncommon that they'll come back to St. Louis just to go to Ballast Dental Care. Now, if you're thinking, well, that's ridiculous, this guy is paid to say stuff like that. That can't be true. Really? How about this? You make an appointment, one appointment, Ballast Dental Care, and then you tell me it's not the greatest dental facility you've ever been to. Not just equipped well, but the people. And you'll never again dread a dental appointment or be afraid to go. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
You do have an accident on westbound Highway 4064 just after Spady that's got the right lane blocked, and traffic is jammed solid back to Highway 170. Still working with the crash on westbound 70 near Lindbergh. It is on the right shoulder, but it's going to be stop and go from Highway 170. They have cleared the accident on northbound 170 at Olive and southbound 141 at Highway 40. This report brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Insurance doesn't come with a roadmap. Get some direction from an experienced farmer's agent and find a policy that's right for you. Find an agent at farmers.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.